Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the section on protecting a secret, keeping something that's said to us in confidence, keeping it in confidence, whether we came to know about it via someone, whether the person that wants the secret to be kept mentioned it to us specifically, whether there was some explicit indication that this is a secret, or tacitly in the way the person mentioned it to us. We did it in yesterday's hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had whispered into the ear of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. The whispering is an indication that what I'm telling you is a secret. Or I gave an example yesterday, if somebody comes into the room and he says, I need to speak to you, and we close the door, so that obviously, that without saying that everyone else can't hear, or without saying too much, he says, can we close the door and speak? That in itself is an indication that what I need to talk to you is something that is private. So either explicitly the person will say that this is between me and it's you, nobody else should hear, or either the way he expresses it, that is an explanation to us that this is a secret, or sometimes the content itself will indicate that what the person is speaking about is something that he doesn't want to be divulged. He may be talking about something very personal. The person has got a certain problem with his son, or a problem with his father, or a problem with his some staff member, or something in the business is not going right, or he's got some health issue, or some other emotional issue, but the person is speaking to another person with the hope that he's got some advice or some counseling, or he got somebody to speak to, and that person to respect the person that is mentioning this. This is known as hifdhu sirri. Hifdh in Arabic means to protect something. Hafidh is a person that is a protector. Hafidhul Quran is a protector of the Quran. He memorized the Quran. Hifdhu sirri is that person that is protecting a secret. Something was told to me, I don't just keep it, I protect it. I don't let anybody else come to know. Today's hadith we'll see, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how even the woman folk would teach their children this quality, that somebody told you something in confidence, protect it, look after it, don't tell anybody else, don't even tell me as the mother. Don't tell me as the mother. Normally what happens if the child is talking about something, the mother is the first one. What did he say? What did you say? Yeah, what happened? The mother is the first one to find out from the child all the stories. But here the mother is telling the child that you had to do, or that you'll see in the hadith today, or what was told to you was a secret. Keep it as a secret. And this is the upbringing the children even had of upholding confidentiality. And thabitin an Anas radiallahu anhuma قال أتى علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا ألعب مع الغلمان فسلم علينا فيبعثني إلى حاجة فأبطأت على أمي فلما جئت قالت ما حبسك فقلت بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لحاجة قال ما حاجته قلت إنها سر قالت لا تخبرن بسر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحدا قال أنس والله لو حدثت به أحدا لحدثتك به يا ثابت رواه مسلم رواه البخاري بعضه مختصرا. Hazrat Thabit narrates from Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhuma, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me whilst I was playing. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is a young boy. We know he grew up literally in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam took care of him. He did his education, his schooling, everything at the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was a young boy from the age of 9 till approximately the age of 19. He was in the Mubarak care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's narrating this hadith. He's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up to me whilst I was playing with some children, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted us. He then sent me on an errand, and I was therefore delayed in returning to my mother. He said, I was playing with the children, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me, he sent me on some errand. The first thing to remember is he didn't specify what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him for. He just says he sent me for an errand. Now this is, he's reporting many years later, but this is how the way he's reporting it. He said, I was therefore delayed in returning to my mother. I got delayed in returning to my mother. When I returned, she asked me, what delayed you? I replied, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me on an errand. So she asked, what errand was it? So even now when he was delayed, he came back to his mother. Then also he didn't say what it was. He just said it was an errand, some work. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me for some work. So now the mother naturally would ask, what work did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send you for? Not thinking that this work may have been a private work, a secret work, whatever it was. She just generally asked, like how any mother would ask, then what errand did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send you for? So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said, I replied, it is a secret. He told his mother that it is a secret. Now look at the reply of the mother. Nowadays our mothers, what will they say? Never mind, I'm your mother, you can tell me. No problem, you can tell me the secret, I'm your mother. But look at the response of this mother. What does she tell her son? She tells her son that do not disclose the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to anyone. Don't tell this to anyone. If it is a secret, then don't disclose the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to anyone. Ulama explained perhaps it was some work Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with some of his wives. So he sent Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu to go do that work. It was some personal work, some secret work. It was not something relating to the deen of this ummah. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want it to be disclosed, and nor did Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu disclose it, because it was not something relating to us. It was some private matter between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wife. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu sent it. But look at the reply of his mother. They do not disclose the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to anyone. So this hadith is being reported from Hazrat Thabit, who is reporting from Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is telling this Hazrat Thabit, is telling him that by Allah, if I were to disclose it to anyone, if I were to disclose the secret to anyone, I would have disclosed it to you, O Thabit. That this was even after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu had passed away, because it was secret matter, not concerning the general ummah, he's telling him that if I were to disclose this matter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to anyone, O Thabit, I would have disclosed it to you. But even you also I'm not disclosing it to. So here we learn the high level of privacy, confidentiality, respect of privacy Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in had, even when it came to talking to their own mother, their own good friends, people that are narrating hadith from them also, even to that extent they would be ensure that we are maintaining this privacy. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. It's a very important quality. It is an honesty. It shows honesty in a person, the level of secrets that he keeps. It's a sign that this person is a responsible, upright person. He's a person with some type of dignity, that he respects the secrets of everyone. And then, as I mentioned before, it becomes very easy for people to speak to others. Otherwise, the whole community is scared. Everyone is scared. If I'm going to speak this now, everyone else is going to come to know. To such an extent that sometimes a person is even scared to speak to a doctor. Why? Because this doctor might tell another doctor, he may tell someone else. And now something that I was hoping that will be private, something that I was hoping won't spread, that information will go out. So therefore, if this is maintained, then it becomes very easy for one brother to speak to another brother. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.